My name is Nancy Wellington. My artifact is a bobbin lace pillow. And I'll just read the card that came with it. It's not from my family. It came to me by happy luck, I guess. So the owner was Elsie Johansson or Johnson Åkerlund, born in Motala, Sweden, in Östergötland on August 19, 1882. She came to the United States with her parents in 1903 when she was 21. She did a great deal of needlework. The Knöppling lace loom was brought over from Sweden. Elsie was a charter member of the Central Baptist Church in St. Paul. She married Olaf Åkerlund. He was the Baptist minister. They lived at 408 Roy Street by the Central Baptist Church, which the church purchased. Elsie lived at the Twin City Linnea home for 9 years, then went to Bethesda Infirmary, where she died in 1969. I assume she had not used the lace loom at least for 10 or 12 years before her death. And this card is dated February 8th, 1982. How long does it take? That's always what people want to know. I'm starting to say the same thing that I say when people ask me how long it takes to ride the train to Seattle, and that is not long enough. In other words, we do it for the joy of doing. Thank goodness the days are past when it was the only bit of extra income that a farmer's wife could garner, you know, during the off season or during the year. And we know of this from an exhibit that was brought from Sweden a few years ago to the Swedish Institute, that there would be in some areas the tenant farmers would have very little income, and their wives would make lace, and then when they got a bit done, would trade it to the landowner's wife for whatever she would give them, even if it was only a pot of soup, for a few yards of handmade bobbin lace.